Blog Talk Radio.
Boston, glad we playing Boston, put they ass in the coffin, watch Kobe Bryant off them in the finals so often, always on fire, keep them choking and coughing off that California purple, that Laker purple in the air, come on everybody, Paul Pierce need his wheelchair, third year still there, this will be the third, my style is like Magic Johnson, yours is like
Larry
Bird, overrated nerd, but this ain't the 80s man, we got Ron Artest, don't you know, he's a crazy man, defense all crazy man, this ain't no lazy man, all up in your jersey like the ghost of James Worthy, you ain't worthy to hold up that championship trophy, rolling down Figueroa on the bus with Kobe.
I got weed!
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got weed box!
Get my weed box!
I got weed! You don't seem excited! I'm leaving!
Y'all don't seem excited. I'm all excited. I feel like the oddball. Come on. You're the only one. Everybody else is like just bored. I just had some champagne and y'all just messing my whole thing up right now. Why?
First question on the right.
What it means as a team, but what about individually for you?
Just got one more to check.
Good evening and welcome to Everything Lakers. I am your host, your Laker girl, Stephanie Beard. Thank you for tuning in tonight. It's Sunday, May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday weekend. We have a great show for you tonight. It's great news in Lakerland and Laker Nation. This Wednesday, and I'm sure everyone knows by now, this Wednesday, April 30th, this past Wednesday, the Lakers announced that Dan Antoni has resigned as head coach. I will no longer address Dan Antoni, Mike Dan Antoni, as damn dummy because he's no longer the damn dummy for the Lakers. So he will be now addressed by his proper name. So good luck to Mike Dan Antoni. I'm very happy that he decided to resign from the Lakers because he just wasn't a great fit here for the Lakers, and everyone knew it, including himself. And so now the Lakers are on a hunt to replace Dan Antoni, and there are a lot of coaches out there. So, you know, you guys want to chime in tonight, just simply call in to 347-205-9366. You press the number 1. I'll let you on live. If you have a question, a comment, or a statement, I'll be happy to let you on and get that in. You can also join us in the chat room by logging in to www.thejkingnetwork.com. And if you have Facebook, you can simply log in really fast. If not, just register, create a username, and come into the chat room, and I can read your question or statement out of the chat room, you guys. So, again, tonight we've got a great show. It's going to be an hour-and-a-half show. It's normally 2 hours, but we're going to do an hour-and-a-half tonight. I want to go ahead and bring in our diehard Laker fan from the East Coast. His name is Larry Hines. Lately, we've been running some rebroadcast shows, and last week we had a great show, great numbers, a lot of people listening in. And Larry was out of town enjoying himself. How are you doing, Larry? Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Stephanie. How you doing? I missed being on the show last week. I was actually in Orlando, Florida, my nephew on vacation, and Lord knows I was trying to call, but I was on the train, and we weren't getting a good signal, so do apologize for that. But I'm glad to be back on the air.
No apology. No apology needed. Enjoy your time. You know, while you were out, those great things were happening with the Lakers, and I'm sure you are aware of.
Yes.
Mike D'Antoni has resigned as head coach, and, I mean, really just given the circumstances, I really just don't know that anybody could have, you know, I don't know if I can agree with an article that I read. He said that he couldn't – he didn't think that anybody could have done a better job than Mike did these past two seasons. And so I don't really agree with that, him on that.
He did.
And actually, Mitch Kupchak said that actually in a statement, and that's something he had to say at that time. You know, he was just being courteous and giving him the benefit of the doubt. So,
well, I agree with you, Stephanie. I don't agree with that statement either. I'm like that song. I think Pharrell, Happy. That's I'm just glad he's out of there. And I'm praying we get somebody in there that can get this thing turned around, because it's funny that, you know, I'm watching the playoffs, I'm looking at teams, and I was watching it down in Florida last week, and I said, you know, and I miss seeing my Lakers, and it's funny because I was in D.C. yesterday, and we were watching, I was down with my brother in D.C., and we were watching, we was at a Chinese restaurant getting something to eat. Well, we was watching, they had the Indiana and Atlanta.
Huh?
So, and the workers there, they were like, well, they said, oh, well, what team are you, what team do you root for? I said, Lakers. And he said, oh, Lakers are done. I said, we'll be back next year. I had to, you know, even in the Wizards country, I said, that, hey, I'm a Lakers fan, diehard. I said, we'll be back next year. I said, ain't over yet. So I had to remind them of that.
Exactly, remind them. Because,
you know what I mean?
Now that Dan and Tony is gone, I mean, we have a chance, you know, because he was looking to get, you know, re-sign and pick up the fourth option. And, of course, the Lakers were not going to do that. They were going to use him as a lame duck and let him ride out this next season, which a lot of us weren't happy with. We wanted to see a change right away. And I'm glad that Jim Buss and the whole Lake organization and Dan and Tony were able to come to agreement because, you know, sorry about all the noise, but he basically had $4 million coming to him. He was signed for a 3-year contract with an option, and with that fourth option to be picked up. And, of course, the Lakers did not agree to do it. They went ahead and came to the agreement where they'll pay him out $2.5 million of that contract. So he's not losing entirely. I mean, with him resigning there, you know, they both came to a friendly agreement. And you know, because Laker fans weren't happy with it, the seats weren't being filled no longer in the Staples Center. And once you start affecting, you know, the revenue, the money that's coming into the Lakers, you have to address that. And so kudos to Jim Buss, who finally did, you know, step up to the plate and let this man go. Hey there, DLW. Thank you for joining me in the chat room. I appreciate it. So we got DLW in the chat room. If you guys come and join him in the chat room, just simply log in to www.thejkingnetwork. And, again, like I said, if you have a Facebook, it takes a few seconds just to log in. If you don't, it takes a few seconds just to make a username. I can read your statements and comments out of our chat room. So, Larry, so it looks like Dan and Tony is leaving. He's gone. Not leaving. He is gone. And even though he was under contract for next season, 2014-2015, you know, the Lakers also held the team option for him for the following season. That would be 2015-2016. But USA Today reported that Dan and Tony was hoping that the Lakers would pick up that option so that he would not enter next season as a lame duck. And so in order for Mike to have done his job, Kupchak said he felt that they had Dan and Tony said he felt they having the option year picked up would have changed, you know, changed his skill set. Maybe he would have changed his skill set to fit the Lakers. But the Lakers were planning on bringing Paul Gasol, resigning Paul Gasol, which I'm happy about. And we know that Kobe had mentioned months before that he does not want to play for Dan and Tony. So Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak backs were really against the wall. They had to come to some type of let this man go.
Well, yeah, well, that's true. You're right. And then the thing is that, you know, he was saying, like you said, that he would be willing to change his style. I mean, to me, we had him there for like 2 years, 2.5 years, and that would have been crazy to have brought him back because, you know, he didn't implement defense, and it wasn't going to work. You know, I mean, he's the kind of coach, he's an offensive coach, he's just not a defensive coach. And as far as him, somebody will pick him up. Another team, I'm sure, will pick him up somewhere. And he just didn't fit the Laker organization, and just didn't fit. And and as far as Jim Buss, Mitch Kupchak, as far as Mitch saying he did a fine, did an excellent job, I can't agree with that, because I know that for two seasons I watched this team injuries riddled badly with injuries. I mean, I had never seen it this bad, but it's just they needed to go ahead and get him out of there, and so now it's, a situation where they got to now get somebody in there that's only going to work. It's going to be a good coach that's going to fit with Powell and Kobe.
Yeah.
I think, too, also maybe they need to have also try to get some input on Kobe, of who he may potentially want. Because to me, if you're a star, and this is what I would think to me if I was Kupchak and Buss, this guy has played 18 years in the NBA for your franchise, won you 5 championships.
Mm-hmm.
I would want some input from him as well as, okay, because I'm sure that in Chicago, that when Michael Jordan played there and everything with Phil Jackson, I'm sure if that idea, and I think they were at the time trying to get Tim Floyd, he didn't want to play for Tim Floyd. So I'm sure that the Lakers, they definitely need to try to do that, because Kobe, he's warranted that respect, in my opinion. I mean, he's a superstar. And if I was Kupchak and Buss, I know I'd want to have him in at some point. Who do you think you might want to be with as a coach? I mean, I don't know if we can get him, but you know what I'm saying? Because you want to, if he's going to play his last 2 years out, he's deserving of that. And that's something that
the Lakers
also need to take.
That's correct. I mean, because Kobe Bryant guidance would definitely be instrumental in turning this ship around here, with the Lakers. And, Kobe Bryant is, like you said, he's more than your ordinary team MVP. He's an icon here in Los Angeles. He's basically a defining image of all things purple and gold. We bleed purple and gold here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And he's all of that. He defines that. And, I mean, importantly, he's also been, somewhat of an assistant coach on this team for a while now. And he's just an emblem of the Lakers in all things. I mean, just pretty public. He's the leader of the Lakers, and he's a leader in public as well as in private. So, I mean, pretty much general manager Mitch Kupchak will undoubtedly do most of the legwork, during the search of getting a coach for this team. But I think Kobe Bryant's opinion should reign supreme. I think they will listen to him. And this won't be any decision by any means. There's a list of candidates out there. So I know that I read that, Ramona Shelburne, who is a commentator on ESPN, I read her tweet, and she said, the Lakers will take time in a coaching search. They got a lot of time. They got a lot of cap space now, I think, it's going to be a beautiful thing bringing, building this new team around Kobe and striving to get that extra number six ring for him. But there's Ali out there. They're throwing out his name, Calipari, Byron Scott, Gentry.
Heard even Tom Thibodeau.
Mike Thibodeau, Dunleavy, Derek Fisher, George Karl, Kurt Rambis, is still on that list. So we got a lot of coaches out there that the Lakers have a choice, and they're going to take their time, which I love. They're going to take their time. They can do it. They can take their time and get the right person to fit. And then, with the pick, we got as high as a ninth pick in the NBA draft that's coming up. So that's going to be great. And like I said, I mentioned, we got that open cap space. So, sky's the limit for the Lakers right now. I'm really excited about the season coming up, Larry.
Oh, me too. And the thing about this team I like is that, we got Kobe Bryant, and we got Powell Gasol. Well, hopefully it was when we can sign Powell back there. So it's like if you're a coach and you're looking for a good situation, a great situation, that's a great situation. It's not like, a team like Philadelphia where there's not a lot of talent there. This team has talent. And the right coach comes in and can get it motivated and can make it work, it's a great situation. I mean, and then to our draft pick, and just the fact Los Angeles, like I said, I've never been on the West Coast before to see Laker games, and I can only imagine what it's like sitting in that Staples Center, I'm sure, watching games. I mean, you've sat there and seen them before, but I've never seen them. So it's just, I'm sure that's probably just a thrill, just being in the building itself. And I really like what's going to, you know, happen with the Lakers this year. I really think we're going to get this thing straightened out, because I think now we're heading on the right direction, and it's just a matter of bringing in the right coach and bringing in the right pieces, and let's turn this thing around. Because you know something, I mean, the playoffs this year, even though it's been some great matchups, I still miss my boys being in there. I want to see my boys back where they belong, back, because, you know, it's like the playoffs. It don't seem like the playoffs. You know, when you talk about the playoffs, you're talking about Lakers and all, you know, and
Celtics, well, that's for the Lakers
like that,
fans.
And,
I mean, I have to mention, Larry, the playoffs are pretty exciting. I haven't been able to really get into it the way I want to, but it's been a lot of surprising things happening. I mean, OKC did pull it out. Portland actually upset Houston, which a lot of people are happy about, because
Brooklyn.
Dwight Howard, you know, he's going home. He's going fishing already.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got the San Antonio Spurs, who did beat Dallas, which I was happy about, because I was like, wow,
Brooklyn,
they are tied
Toronto.
Up. That's crazy. Yeah. And then the Flippers, with all the controversy going on with the Flippers, with Donald Sterling, they were able to manage to go ahead and beat Golden State and advance to the second round. So, you know, a lot of people are saying that the Flippers have a chance. I don't think that they will get out of the second round. They're going to play OKC. I think OKC is really hungry, but they are still missing a lot of pieces to get to the final. So I think on the Western Conference, I think San Antonio may pull it out, because they actually I watched some of that Dallas game, and they went back to their championship stats.
Yeah.
You know, they just went back to how they play, you know. Popovich had to calm them down, because I was very surprised that Dallas was able to tie up, or actually they were winning the series, and then San Antonio came back and tied it up, and then this fourth game with, you know, the decision, and they played like a champion team and killing Dallas. So I was happy to see that. We know that the Eastern Conference has also had some surprising moments over there as well. I mean, Brooklyn, Atlanta, of course, the Pacers did finally beat the Hawks, but the Hawks kind of scared them, I'm sure, because they were competitive. Now, we knew the Heat would go ahead and, you know, they pretty much swept Charlotte Bobcats. And so we'll see what happens on that. I do miss watching the Lakers, but I'm excited about what's going to happen in the near future and what, you know, getting this team together and rebuilding.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there are coaches out there. You know, I mentioned George Karl. There's Jeff Van Gundy, Byron Scott, Kurt Rambis for coaching vacancy. So the Lakers will interview all of these coaches, and we're going to find out who's going to be the best. I know a lot of people are saying Thibodeau. He is, you know, a lot of people are thinking or hoping that he might be a great fit with the Lakers. Now, DLW in the chat room said the Flippers are not the best team in L.A. Yeah, I know that. What they do need is to recapture the city. What I think the Flippers should do, DLW, is I think that they should probably try to find their own venue. I think they should move out of the Staples Center and get their own venue and start their own legacy, especially now with the Donald Sterling situation happening. You know, just to cut to that real quick, we're not going to stay on it long. But how did you feel about that, Larry? I know you weren't on last week, but how did you feel about that Donald Sterling situation with him and those racist comments that he made? And now, did you feel that he should be pushed out and no longer owner and pushed to sell the team?
Well, here's my thing, Stephanie. I think he should be banned of being the NBA as far as an owner. He should not be able to own the team. He shouldn't have any affiliation. And as far as what he was saying, there's no call for that. You know what I mean? There was no call for, you know what I'm saying? You know, we live in a country where we have freedom of speech, whatever. I mean, so it's like, you know, that's totally wrong. I mean, because my thing is, you have a black coach, you have a majority of black players that played on his team are black. And so in other words, what you're saying is, okay, you don't mind us playing for you, but you don't want us to have any, you don't want us to be in your building, basically,
yeah.
In a sense. Like, you know, and I think he doesn't deserve to own a team. And then also, just a spinoff on that, I'm trying, you know, I know I've heard somebody, the NAACP gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm trying
yeah.
to figure out who
oh
in their right
God.
Mind in
Lenny.
The NAACP would give that man an award when
Lenny.
He had those racist views. I mean, because, you know, my thing is,
it was
when
because
I heard
of Lenny.
That.
Lenny talks.
But,
Lenny talks. And,
yeah,
you know, he donated, he gave money to the NAACP. But, he did actually, you know, give money, which did help out African Americans, but it was, you know, all money is not good money, and his money wasn't
true.
Good, unfortunately. So I want to go ahead and play this audio piece from Stephen A. Smith with Skip Bayless talking about, I want to go ahead and go back to the D'Antoni, Mike D'Antoni no longer being the Laker and resigning, and he's him giving his opinion on it as well as giving some information on possible coaches. So we'll listen into this. You guys, if you want to call in, you want to chime in on the topic tonight, we're going to pretty much try to discuss what coach would be a great fit for the Lakers. The number is 347-205-9366. You simply press the number 1. You're listening to Everything Lakers here on the JQ Network. We'll be right back.
When you look at the totality of Mike D'Antoni's coaching resume, every speck of success this man has had in his coaching career was attached to Steve Nash. Without Steve Nash, there's no Mike D'Antoni. And as I reported weeks ago, when I said to everybody, he would not be back. Everybody talking about what job might be saved. Well, you know what? The Lakers going to keep him on board. And I said, if that happens, Jim Buss got something to do with that because somehow, some way, he's usurped the authority of Jeannie Buss and her siblings with the Los Angeles Lakers. Thank the good Lord that didn't happen. And you move on from here. Mike D'Antoni, I know that it's not fair from this perspective that he's not Phil Jackson because nobody's Phil Jackson. But Mike D'Antoni marketed and sold himself for that Lakers job. He convinced them to pull the trigger and bring him on board. And he had no problem with anybody saying that he was a better choice for this team than Phil Jackson. So you've got to be measured against that. If you've got that kind of attitude. And clearly, that wasn't the truth. And clearly, the Lakers needed to move in a different direction because the fan base were not selling out. They weren't coming to games the way they used to.
Yep.
You didn't have the sellouts that you used to have. And you can't have the Laker fan base turning against you, devoid of any hope whatsoever, because of the coach leading you on the sidelines. That simply can't happen.
In terms of a coach for the Lakers, throw out some names for us.
I have no clue. Who knows? Who cares? Stan Van Gundy, Jeff Van Gundy, Mike Krzyzewski, John Calipari. The list goes on and on because the Lakers are the Lakers. Plus, they're expected to have anywhere from $25 to $28 million in cap space. Plus, they could potentially have a top 5 pick in the NBA draft. I mean, everywhere. And Kobe Bryant's coming back. So you've got a lot of pieces to work with there if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, and you should be able to have your pick of the litter as it pertains to who could be the next head coach for you. But in the end, no matter what anybody says, what it comes down to is this. Based on what you've endured over the last couple of years, chances are you're taking a step up, period.
Okay, step up, one of the Van Gundys, Skip Bayless.
Stephen, you told me before the show that you would like to see a veteran coach, somebody who can gain the respect, obviously, of Kobe as well as the younger players. Lionel Hollins pops to mind because I have so much respect for that man. Now, he is old school. He is very set in his ways, and there's a chance that he and Kobe might butt heads a little bit on some things, but Lionel is a really good long-term basketball coach, and that would be a good fit. But I'm going to make a stronger case for a young coach. I'm going to go to a 41-year-old that we just saw win the national championship in college basketball. I'm going to go to a Kevin Ollie who grew up in Los Angeles, California, Crenshaw High School, which is pretty nearby Staples, right? Not too far from Staples Center. Kevin Ollie played in the NBA from 1997 to 2010, and I like the way he learned the NBA because he played for 11 different teams. He moved teams 15 times in that long career of his. So we're talking about the ultimate journeyman who got to learn a little bit from a whole lot of folks in the NBA. He gets it. In 2 years at Connecticut, replacing the great Jim Calhoun, he was assistant there for three under Calhoun, so he learned from a master. And then in his second year, we saw the sensational job he did with that underdog basketball team. This man is a star on the right. He might already have arrived as a star in college basketball. I think it would be a great fit. I think he would be great with Kobe, great for Kobe, bring some young energy, but also a depth of NBA experience and knowledge. And I believe he's the obvious choice to me.
Why?
It's got to be Kevin Otto.
Well, let me say this to you, Skip. I love that. I don't disagree with that. I like that better than Lionel Hollins because as much as I like Lionel Hollins and as much as I want him to be a head coach in this league, what you can't do is be so stubborn you seem averse to change.
Okay.
It is changing.
Yeah.
The league is changing. It's gotten younger because owners want younger dudes they can get on the cheap as executives who want the same for coaches. Plus, they bring in that analytics stuff. And you cannot be somebody who's so averse to it that you're not willing to listen to those guys because if they don't feel they can work for you, it's going to be a problem.
I
agree. Lionel Hollins has to make sure that he eradicates that notion from his reputation.
I still respect him greatly.
So do I. And I think he should be a head coach in this league. I'm just telling you what the roadblock is. As it pertains to Ollie, here's my only issue with Kevin Ollie as the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, or anywhere else for that matter. If you're talking about the possibility of Jim Calhoun coming back to UConn in the event that Ollie was to go someplace else to take a great opportunity like the Los Angeles Lakers, I have no issue. But if you're not talking about Calhoun coming back, then the problem is that you went to UConn, this man who is a champion as a head coach vouched for you, put you in that position, you swore your undying love and loyalty to UConn, and then you just up and leave. That, I don't like stuff like that.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is, if you're going to leave, and I understand it, business is business, and the opportunity is the opportunity.
Yeah.
We all heard how much he loves UConn.
I agree.
You want to leave UConn for the Lakers job, then to me, do so if Calhoun, who we all know wishes he was back coaching, comes back to UConn.
Okay, that's fair.
Set the stage, let Calhoun come back, and Ollie goes to the Lakers.
Okay.
If that ain't the scenario, I would much rather see Kevin Ollie remain at UConn.
Okay. I do think he would consider this his dream job, though, and this is the one where you close your eyes and plunge.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back to Everything Lakers. I was Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless on Fast Take, speaking about Dan and Tony, Mike Dan and Tony, resigning and reasons why. Of course, we all know why. I mean, I totally agree with what Stephen A. Smith said and him leaving or you know, he did report it early on in April that he would be gone. So I believed in that because it was rumored that he was, you know, Dan and Tony was coming back. So I'm glad that it was just truly a rumor. However, back to candidates for the Lakers coaching, you know, we need a new coach. And I know, like, you said, you know, Thibodeau. I cannot get that man's name correct.
Oh, Thibodeau?
Thibodeau. Yeah, is definitely a candidate that's going around. Now, the Lakers also have Steve Kerr in mind, but I understand that Steve Kerr has is real deep in interviewing with the Knicks, and he does great under, of course, Phil Jackson. So I think Steve Kerr may end up being a strong candidate for the New York Knicks. I'm going to bring in Jay King, who I just saw in your hand raise. What's up, Jay?
Mark Jackson.
On coaching. Mark Jackson?
Mark Jackson should be considered a coach for the Lakers. And the reason why I say that is because if Mark Jackson leaves the Warriors, Mark Jackson, I think, is a great coach. I knew he was going to be a great coach when I used to listen to him as an analyst. He just he just had it. I believe that Mark Jackson would give the young guns what they need and freedom to play, which is what he's done with the Warriors. And if you look at his record, each year his record has gotten better with the Warriors. And but I can only imagine what he could do with Nick Young and a couple of the other new players, and then making Kobe Bryant a role player. See, I really believe we can get 4 or 5 years out of Kobe. If we let Kobe
if he plays limited time, we have the team enough where he doesn't feel threatened.
If we make Kobe a role player, where Kobe is in the game 20 to 22 minutes a game, and just let him be Kobe Bryant for 20-22 minutes, and let him be a game changer. Put him in for 10 minutes in the first half, 12 minutes in the second half. You know, but at crucial times, we get 5-6 years out of Kobe. And Kobe
5-6 years, really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Because Kobe Bryant, no matter what happens, is a well-conditioned athlete. And I liken Kobe Bryant to Mayweather. You know, Mayweather, whether he's fighting or not, he's always training. So he never gets out of shape. Like a lot of boxers that have to get back in shape. You know, they gotta get back in camp to work. Mayweather's always in camp. Kobe's like that. Kobe's off season is a workout. As a workout regimen. That's why he kept getting stronger and stronger. And that's why somebody like Kobe can come back from an Achilles. Not everybody can come back. Maybe 1% of players can come back from an Achilles injury. And to me, Kobe is that 1%. But Kobe's got to be smart enough to become a role player and become an important role player. And I think Mark Jackson can convey that to him better than anybody. And I believe Kobe would trust Mark Jackson, and the young players would trust Mark Jackson with the freedom to play basketball, because the Warriors, it was only by the hair of the, you know, the Warriors gave the Clippers all kind of things. Even at the end of the game, when it seemed like it was out of reach, in a matter of seconds, if it had been 30 seconds left in the game, the Warriors might have won.
I know. I was watching the score. I didn't get to watch the game, but I was watching the score, and it was pretty, you know, I mean, they were going back and forth, you know, and then the Flippers, of course, just kind of kept the lead on the last 2 to 3 minutes. But I don't know, would Mark be able to coexist with, you know, of course, Kobe Bryant being the superstar that he is, but the Lakers are also thinking, you know, that now that Mike D'Antoni is removed from the coaching position, they also have to think about this coach being able to teach another or coexist with another superstar player such as LeBron James or Carmelo Anthony, because they have their sights on one of these as being a free agent. This is one of their free agent targets. And,
But listen, Mark Jackson is a respected coach right now. Mark Jackson knows how to win. And players like Kobe Bryant, like Carmelo Anthony, like LeBron James, they want to be with winners, not wieners and not whiners, but winners. And Mark Jackson, if you ever listen to Mark Jackson talk about his team, not once do you ever hear him put the issue on his team. Mark Jackson puts the onus on himself to correct what's wrong with his team. And that's leadership. That's the kind of coaching leadership you need. I just believe Mark Jackson will be a great fit for the Lakers.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, his name has not been mentioned whatsoever in the coach pool because I understand why, because he's still coaching for Golden State. Now, are they? Is he leaving? Is his contract up?
That's
what
I was going to ask you that question.
Well, let me what's happening is this. He has an issue with the ownership in Oakland. And so they said that if he didn't make it past this round, that they were going to get rid of him, which I thought was idiotic and stupid. But anybody who can't see that Mark Jackson is an asset. And I'm probably the first person. I don't know if I haven't heard anybody else say anything about Mark Jackson. So I'm going to go out on a limb and call myself a smarty pants here. Okay? And say that I'm the first smart guy to say it. So I would jump in on my bandwagon. If I was you, I'd jump in on my bandwagon.
And say that Mark Jackson should be the
coach. Because the last few times I asked you to jump in on my bandwagon, you didn't, and you wish you had it.
No, I didn't wish I had to. I mean, I do agree with you on Mike D'Antoni. You called it right on Mike D'Antoni.
But
you
didn't jump on my bandwagon, but you wish you had her because I was right.
I don't wish I had. I'm pretty much a fair person.
You should wish you had.
I should wish I had jumped on your team or a bandwagon.
Yeah, because I was right.
Well, DLW in the chat room says, Jay, will his ego allow him to accept the kind of role, talking about Kobe Bryant?
Absolutely. And listen, this is where coaching.
I think so, too, yeah.
This is where coaching comes in. This is where I think a guy like Mark Jackson, who's been in this kind of position before.
Right.
Okay? Who's been in this kind of position before. This is where a guy like him, I think, is able to have a conversation because Mark Jackson has been in the predicament before. You know what I'm saying? Mark Jackson has been a Kobe Bryant. Where he was on the way out.
Is Kobe Bryant going to be able to respect Mark Jackson as a coach, coaching
Absolutely.
Him?
I believe so.
Kobe does pout. You know, the coaches who they bring in is going to definitely have to be able to deal with Kobe's personality. I mean, he has a different kind of personality. And then, of course, what if Kobe wants a certain coach and then they're targeting these free agents such as LeBron James or Carmelo, and they don't agree with the coach that Kobe wants? I think that may cause somewhat of some issues. We're trying, you know, they all have, I know Kobe is definitely going to have a say-so in who they choose. But when it comes to the bottom line and trying to get a free agent, I'm sure, such as Carmelo or LeBron, who are they saying they want to play for? You know, they all have to come in and agree right now.
No. See, you guys got it wrong. You guys are making these players. Players don't get to pick who they play for. This is where leadership has to happen.
But they're free agents, Jay.
It doesn't matter. They don't get to pick LeBron or Carmelo to come in. A free agent don't get to pick who his coach is. That ain't how it works.
I'm not saying the free agent get to pick, but they get to choose. They get to choose if they want to take that deal with that team. If they don't like that coach that
they
choose, they're not going to come over there.
If I have a player that's coming in with that attitude, I don't want that player on my team. You got to be a winner. Not a wiener, not a whiner, but a winner. LeBron didn't get to pick the coach over at Miami.
But he left Cavaliers because of the coach, right?
No, he left the Cavaliers because the coach was a toy at Toys R Us. That's Mr. Potato Head. No,
Mr. Potato Head.
So I mean that was a legitimate reason. So obviously, if there's a legitimate reason for him to leave. Because he was somebody was coaching him that couldn't coach him. But I'm talking about when you walk into a team like the Laker organization is a team of it's an organization of winners. Unfortunately,
right.
Jim Buss, came in and just hired himself as a coach.
Right.
He, as an executive, hired himself as a coach. Now we know he's a damn dummy when it comes to him being an executive. So he hired
himself as
a coach.
We're now calling Mike D'Antoni by his name because he's no longer a Laker coach. So we could give him that
he's
much
still
respect.
A damn
we could
dummy
give him back
me.
His name, right?
I don't. He's still a damn dummy, and it's a damn shame that a damn dummy get to coach in this damn league.
I was just reading that Mark Jackson you know, Stephen Curry is definitely backing Mark Jackson. He doesn't know why, you know, people are kind of questioning him, because a lot of people are saying he has done a good job. I mean, win or lose, the Warriors
incredible
team,
job.
They did very well.
Yeah.
I mean, they got in that first
round. Yeah, I thought they did too.
You know, so
I don't know
if he, you know, if he's going to leave, because if that's the case, I mean, what about the Flipper situation? I mean, it's going to take a long time for Donald Sterling. It's going to be all tied up in court regarding the sale. And by the way, they're saying that $1.3 to $1.5 billion is the sale price for the Flippers. I mean, who has that type of money? I know that who's going to spend that type of money? I know that Oprah has that type of money, but I wanted to say, like, what about Doc Rivers? I mean, is he going to stay with this team with this battle going on with the Flippers?
Well, he said that
selling
he would. He said he would look at the situation, you know, and he's going. I think what's going to happen is this for Doc Rivers: if Donald Sterling gets to keep the team, Doc Rivers is gone. And I'm going to say something. And if Doc Rivers left, then I would say we should look at Doc Rivers. Well, I think would also be excellent.
I would love Doc Rivers.
And I'm going to tell you something. If you look at Doc Rivers and if you look at Mark Jackson, they got the same
mm-hmm.
type of coaching style. They're the same type
mm-hmm.
of coach. They make their team better. They build their teams up.
Well,
you know,
I hear a lot about – I'm hearing a lot about Kevin Ollie. Kevin Ollie he's a current coach right now, I believe. And let me see who he's from. But I
UConn.
UConn?
UConn, is that the one from UConn?
No, UConn.
UConn? Stephen A. was talking
coach.
About. Yeah. He's 41
no.
years old.
He's not ready. I know
he's
what
not
you're
ready?
Saying. He's not ready. He's not ready. Because we don't have no time. See, we got Kobe Bryant. Right now, we need a coach that can come in and build a winner.
Well, I do agree with Mark Jackson. I think that would be a.
Well, I don't know. I'm not agreeing with Mark Jackson right now. I
know because you're not that smart.
That he thinks that Mark Jackson will stay with Golden State. And he also says if Doc left the Flippers, he would like to see him with the Lakers. And in actuality, he would actually be my first choice. Now, Derek Fisher's name is being thrown out there. What do you guys think about Derek?
No. Not
wow.
ready. We need a coach.
Not ready?
We need a coach.
Okay.
Because we need a coach with some experience. That's why. Derek Fisher is still playing basketball.
Derek Fisher is still playing
basketball. I don't – Derek Fisher, no, not for – you know, I know he used to beat the Lakers and all that stuff. We need somebody to know how to win right now.
I think him and Kobe definitely would coexist together. I mean –
Absolutely,
Derek
but
– I don't
coexisting
know.
Coexisting is
I mean,
one thing.
His percentage is high. A lot of people are giving him a great percentage over
– Of course they are because of his affiliation with the Lakers. These are people that aren't bright people. This is why people like me exist.
Wow, what about Byron Scott?
Well, let me ask you.
Because you don't know anything about Byron Scott.
I could see Byron Scott. I think Byron Scott really got a shaft, you know, because he's a disciplinarian kind of coach.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these
mm-hmm.
a lot of these kids don't like that. But I think that's what's lacking right now is the discipline.
Well, if we can't, my first choice, of course, would be Doc Rivers. If we couldn't get Doc Rivers, then I would like to see Byron Scott, because Byron Scott actually could probably convince Kyrie Irving to come over, because they were great together as a coach and a player. And I think Kobe would be happy with Kyrie, and I think he would be happy with Byron Scott being that coach. But then as free agents, looking at LeBron, would he be open
LeBron
to that? I mean,
LeBron ain't leaving. LeBron ain't leaving, so stop it.
You saying LeBron is not leaving?
Absolutely not, no.
Now, DLW said he do believe the Lakers need a big name to coach to get back to the playoffs. They need a veteran coach with a proven track record. What about the Van Gundy brothers? Jeff or
no.
No,
neither one of them. Neither one of them.
Neither one of those dudes.
Okay,
what about Tom Thibodeau? What about him? Because he's getting a lot of people are saying he might be a great fit for the Lakers.
I know they saying that. No. I just told you who
these are analysts.
Were.
These are analysts that are on
ESPN. I know. And you see how
Mark
they
Mark Stein, Ramona Shelburne, all these people are, you know, throwing out these nuggets. I mean, we got it. I mean, what about I didn't hear Jerry Sloan's name. He's still in retirement.
Jerry Sloan came out of
retirement.
I think Jerry Sloan will be a great coach for the Lakers.
I mean, but you got to think about the system we have so far. The Lakers are definitely going to re-sign Paul Gasol. It's already a given. That's why they were happy to get rid of D'Antoni. So they're re-signing him. There's Kobe Bryant. Steve Nash is still on the books. And Robert Saker, who we don't care about really too much. But currently right now, that's our team. That's who has contracts are definitely guaranteed to come back next season. Now, moving forward, we got to think about what coach is going to be able to deal with what other players that the Lakers are going to bring in. Of course, they have that. They can get a great pick in the rookie in the NBA draft. We could get as high as the 9th pick. Then we're going to think about who else we're going to bring in. I mean, again, Lakers are looking to at least try to get a championship by 2016. This 2014-15 year is going to be building the team. So, the Lakers, they have a lot of money, and they got to really seriously step back and think about. And really, I mean, with Mitch Kupchak, who they did just re-sign again, I believe, to a 2-year deal for Mitch Kupchak, so I'm glad that they're bringing him back. But they really got to bring in the right person. There's no room for error. They really have to, like you said, Jay, we don't have a lot of time, but when you're saying that, we could probably get 5 to 6 more years out of Kobe, which I don't know, 5 to 6 years. I think maybe 3 at the most. He signed for 2. Maybe 3 would be the extent of that for Kobe. I don't think that he will go any further than 3 years. I just don't.
If you got – that's because – see, I'm going to tell you something, Stephanie. One thing I learned is you haven't learned nothing listening to me. See, I'll say stuff that makes people – that's going to be a bit controversial – and make people say, no. And then when it happened, then I sound smart. Now, I'm telling you right now, if you listen to me.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen all the time for you. And DLW is
90% of the time. 90% of the time. When I say.
I say happened, 80% of the time you are right.
Okay, so
80%. Not 90%.
I'm Nostradamus as far as that's concerned.
You are
not
Nostradamus. Stop it.
I'm 80%. Okay, 80%. That means 8 out of 10 times.
Well,
here
on my show you have, because you did call it on Andrew Bynum, and you did call it on Mike Brown, and you did call it on Mike Dannon. You called those, right?
Okay, so listen to me then. I'm trying to help you. Okay, so listen to what I'm saying to you. And what I'm saying to you is this. If we manage Kobe the right way with the right coach, and we make his minutes productive minutes, where he's explosive, what we're going to get is a great Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a great Kobe Bryant and when we need him. He's going to be our energizer. And every now and then he'll do 25, 30 minutes. But for the most part, we'll manage his minutes to 20 minutes a game. And if we do that, because of the kind of conditioning, this is what conditioning really matters. People think conditioning matters in your younger years. It really matters in your older years, because all the work that you did, you're going to see it when a guy gets older.
Right.
And that's when that's when it's going to pay off. And then you see it in Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan is still effective because of all the conditioning that
he
did. And now you see it in his later years. Why he's still effective and efficient and smarter as a player. I believe we can get Kobe to damn near 40 if we manage his minutes right. But if we let Kobe.
But what
come
coach
out,
is going to convince Kobe this is the route to take? Because Kobe is, what, 35 years old? He'll be 36 this
I'm
August.
I'm going to tell you the coach that can do it. I just told you. I believe Mark Jackson. I believe.
I don't think
I
so.
Believe, I believe Jerry Sloan. I believe Doc Rivers. I believe guys that have played at a competitive level and have been competitive players and have been superstars in the game that Kobe would respect. And I think he would respect those kind of coaches the same way he respected Phil Jackson. I just believe that you'll get that
DLW
kind of
is on the phone. And DLW, I see you were a little upset over me mentioning that if we got Byron Scott, he could convince Kyrie Irving to come over to the Lakers, and that's who I would love to see as our point guard. I would love to see Kyrie there in that position. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what, Laker girl, first of all, hello, everybody. How you doing, Jay?
Hi.
I want to address something that Jay said just a moment ago about Kobe being able to play. I think it's going to take a little bit more than just the right coach to convince him to be able to play, you know, sparing minutes and be effective in those minutes, 25 minutes a game or so. It's also going to take a type of team that has another go-to player. Now, Lecture Girl, if you remember a while ago when I was on your show, I was teasing you when I said that I would become a Laker fan if LeBron and Kyrie both came to the Lakers to help Kobe. Now, the only thing about that is, I don't think LeBron – I kind of agree with Jay. I don't think LeBron is going to leave Miami at this point.
Yeah.
But I would hate to see Kyrie leave Cleveland. I'm a big Cavaliers fan, and I hate to see him leave Cleveland, you know, to go to the Lakers. But I know the way things have been going, you know, how the league works and all of that. You know, when you become a star player in a small market – you usually go for the big money into the big money.
Right,
so
exactly.
So that is a possibility. But in order for the Lakers to return to, you know, the Lakers of old, not only do they need a veteran, proven coach, they don't need one of these college coaches who has a success record coming into the league, learning the league, and that sort of thing. They need a veteran coach who has the respect for the league to where he's going to be able to manage these egos and convince Kobe, you know, to do what he needs to do and also have other players around him. I know you guys got a lot of cap room, so you should be able to bring in some people.
Yes, we do.
And I heard that it's possible that Carmelo is interested in the Lakers and he might come there.
Yes, he is.
I think those are the things that really need to happen in order to get the Lakers back to the number one team in that city.
Yeah, but when I talk about them being the number one team, they're going to be the number one team in the city just because that's what the Lakers do. They always get back to number one. What I'm talking about,
and
Nick Young, we do have a go-to guy.
Paul Gasol,
we do have another go-to guy. What we need is a coach that can make basketball fun again for those guys, number one. And number two, that will allow these young players to get their run on, to get their game going. And that's what the reason why I say Mark Jackson will be a great coach for the Lakers is because he plays exciting basketball. And Lakers fans like exciting basketball. And I believe that if Kobe is put into this type of environment where they're winning all over again, we don't have time to build a team and wait. Kobe's got, you know, his clock is ticking for real on him.
What about James Worthy? What about James Worthy? I know you mentioned that, Larry. That was your choice. What about James Worthy?
No.
No?
See, again,
you guys are picking people because they played for the Lakers.
I'm picking people that can coach. What about Mike Dunleavy Senior? Mike Dunleavy Senior, he's in the running.
No.
What about
George
Karl? What about George Karl?
No.
What about, let's see, who else name is out there? Because, see, all these people are going to be interviewed.
George Karl is a good coach. He's a great coach at taking teams to the playoffs. He don't know how to get to that next level, and I like George Karl.
I don't think he would be a good fit.
One thing that Jerry Sloan did was Jerry Sloan took a B-market team and turn them into a powerhouse. And that was Utah. He took B market players and turned them like Brian Brian what was his name? You guys know what I'm talking about. Byron
Scott?
No, the guy who played against Michael Jordan who
are you talking about Brian Russell?
Brian Russell.
Brian Shaw?
Brian Russell. Byron Russell.
I remember Brian Russell.
Yeah, Byron Russell. Yeah, he.
Byron. I was thinking Brian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brian. It might be Brian Russell, whatever. But made him into a player, made him into a great player. He took fundamental basketball and turned it into exciting, winning basketball. So either we need a Jerry Sloan type of coach, or we need a Mark Jackson type of coach that is still old school and new school combined, and that can put that fire into the Laker offense and into the Laker game, and at the same time, satisfy the veteran.
Well, it is known that George Karl has a strong relationship with Mitch Kupchak. They're both fellow Tar Heels. What about Lionel Hollins? He coached the Memphis Grizzlies.
Hollins is another good. He's a good coach. He's a George Karl.
He's defensive minded. He's a defensive minded coach.
He's a George Karl. You know, he's only going to get so far.
Well, so these are the guys. Jerry Sloan's name has not been thrown in there. Of course,
I know because
Coach K from Duke.
Stephanie, because I'm really smart,
there.
Stephanie. I'm really smart.
So you're saying that they're going to be – so it's going to be interesting, though, to see, because you're saying Mark Jackson. I think Mark Jackson is going to stay with Golden State, unfortunately.
If Mark Jackson stays
and
with the
Jerry
Golden State –
Jerry Sloan
then fine. But what I'm saying to you is right now what they're saying is – and what's been talked about for a while is that Mark Jackson – is going to get fired from Golden State if they lose this series with the Clippers because he has issue with ownership. Okay.
Well, with Stephen Curry stepping up to the plate, I don't know if they're going to they're going to get rid of Mark Jackson because
I'm just saying, you're right.
You're 80% right, and with Mark Jackson, who his name ain't even pretty much in the running, or Jerry Sloan. I mean, I can't prove you wrong because neither one of those people is in the. You're calling out names that people.
What I'm saying is this right here. Hey, listen, you're a Laker girl. I'm giving you some good insider information. What I'm saying to you, Laker girl, is hey, you should call the organization, and you should throw out these names. You be the smartest.
Throw out Mark Jackson's name.
You get the credit. Yeah, you take the credit. You know,
I take the credit.
And I don't mind you taking the credit. You take the credit, and then later on, if people start talking to you and telling you how smart you are, you can say, I consult with Jay King. He's one of the smartest guys in the world when it comes to basketball, something like that.
Well, I read that team owner Joe Lacob. He's the owner of the Golden State Warriors. It's just pretty much, he pretty much put the rumors to bed about, him and Mark Jackson not agreeing or being on the same page. I mean, they are saying that they have discussions. Of course, they don't agree on everything, but it is just something, normal that happens between coaches and owners. But it's not an issue to where his job is in jeopardy. So there's pretty much a lot of rumor out there about Mark Jackson being possibly fired. So we'll see what happens.
He was the same guy who put the rumor out. So why are you talking? He's the one who said it.
I will say this. If Mark Jackson happened to get fired, if he happens to get fired, then – You'll see. I think his name would kind of jump to the top
Pop
of the
up
list
in there.
Of a real small list of coaches for the Lakers. That's a possibility.
I think the reason why it's not really talked about much right now
is because he's still under contract.
He's still a coach.
Player. Right.
Well, you know, the owner is saying that the media is making that stuff up. And he said he should go ahead and sign Mark Jackson to a long-term extension. He said he don't mind if he wants to move on. Wait, it says, I don't mind if LeCobb wants to move on from Jackson. The Warriors underperform all season, and his success in the round is the same no matter what, but it also been a result of Blake Griffin, foul trouble, and Donald Sterling affair. In games in which the Clippers had some measure of normalcy, they've blown the Warriors out. Well, we'll see. I mean, that would, I would like to – I mean, I don't know. I don't mind seeing Mark Jackson at the helm. I just don't know if, you know – if he would be a great fit for who they're trying to build. You know, if they get these young players on the team, because I think that's what a lot of these teams are looking at, to kind of, you know, get these young players. They're going to get a good pick from the rookie, you know, from the draft. But who's to say? Are they going to give up that pick to get a good free agent like Kevin Love is being out there about, you know, Kevin Love, the player? So we got to think about both sides of it.
That's why I said, Stephanie, Mark Jackson.
That's why you said Mark Jackson has the experience with the young guys.
And the old guys. I think he's a perfect mixture of the old and the new. But I'm not going to continue on this. I'm sorry, I have to go. Real Housewives of Hollywood, part two.
Oh, my God. Bye. You rather watch Real Housewives of Atlanta instead of the same Lakers, girl? Everything Lakers?
This is going to be good. I'm giving
so
you guys
rude.
A whole bunch of – and I've had that whole Laker boy back. I mean, he wanted to come on your show today, and I wouldn't let him.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Jay. Your opinion is always appreciated. You do give some good information. We'll see. We'll see if Mark Jackson will be.
I'm listening to your show.
Yes. Your favorite show.
I'm going
show.
On mute now.
All right. So, DLW, so you feel like, okay, who would be your top pick? I know you're not a Laker fan, but who do you think would be a good pick for a Kobe Bryant? Because, you know, we really got to start there. Kobe Bryant is going to be here. Paul Gasol. We know who's currently players on the Lakers. We got Steve Nash, who's coming back. He may not play a lot because his career is pretty much over. Kobe Bryant, Paul Gasol, and, of course, the Robert Sacre, who is not really a player that we would, you know, think about, you know, as a coach, because they could get rid of him pretty soon. I don't think he's going to be a Laker too much longer. But the three most important, of course, is Kobe Bryant, Paul Gasol, and Steve Nash. So who do you think the Lakers should bring in? I mean,
well,
like I said, Tom Thibodeau is –
Well, I really like Byron Scott because
Byron
I
Scott.
Think, first of all – yeah, and this is why I say Byron Scott, because, first of all, you got to bring in someone who has – you got to bring in a veteran coach, and you got to bring in a coach that is who has a proven track record, and someone that the city of Los Angeles is going to rally around. Byron Scott, being a former Laker, being a veteran coach, being someone who could probably earn the respect or already have the respect of Kobe Bryant, and get him to accept somewhat of a lesser role. Because I'd hate to see Kobe Bryant come back and he tried to be the Kobe Bryant of old, trying to play, you know, 38-plus minutes and trying to, you know, be the man all the time. That's why I say that, you know, you're going to need another superstar on that team. I mean, the way that these teams are building, playoff teams are built now, they're having, you know, sometimes three and sometimes even, you know, four guys that they can go to on a regular basis instead of that one person who's always shooting the money ball, you know. So Byron Scott makes a lot of sense to me at this point. I hear what Jay is saying about Mark Jackson, but it's too many ifs in that scenario. So Byron Scott
now,
is
Eric
McAllister.
Eric McAllister said that Golden State management does not want Mark Jackson. It's an issue with Jerry West. So I know Jerry West So is it Jerry West and Mark Jackson? But, you know, like you said, DLW, there's a lot of ifs. So I'm not going to, you know, like I said, his name is not being thrown out there until we see what happens now that he lost the series. We'll see what comes out of, you know, the Mark Jackson situation, because now that they just recently lost, I'm sure things they're going to go ahead and if they're not going to re-sign him, then we'll know if he will be in that pool of coaches for the Lakers. Now, the Lakers, with, you know, the Lakers out there searching for a coach, of course, players are important. And, you know, Mitch Kupchak, who I do, I appreciate him being our general manager. He really is a smart man. I mean, he's been here for a long time. He's hung in with the Laker organization. He's taken a lot of criticism, and he's still here with the Lakers. And I think, you know, Mitch is really clever in rebuilding the Lakers. I mean, when you think about it, the Lakers will have almost $28 million right. in cap space, you guys. I mean, that's a lot of money, $28 million, 28.2 to be a salary cap. That's that. That's the projection. Now, we know that Steve Nash is still on the books for $9 million. For $9
million. And this is why I think this is why you have to go out and get another quality superstar player. Carmelo would be a good fit for the Lakers. I mean, the only knock that I have against Carmelo is that he doesn't play enough defense. So Carmelo is a scorer. He's a one-dimensional player, in my opinion. He's a scorer.
Yeah,
doesn't play
I think
a whole lot
too.
Of defense. But other than that, you know, I think he would fit well with Kobe. And Kobe would have to have a reduced role, but also playing, you know, important minutes at the end of each quarter. I mean, at the end of each half. You know, you want to put him in, of course, start the game. You want to have him fresh near the end of the first quarter, and you definitely want to have him fresh for the fourth quarter. So I don't know about 5 or 6 more years, like Jay put it.
Right,
you know,
I don't know about that
maybe
either.
Maybe another two, maybe another three, and then move him into the front office.
Well, I agree. I can't see 5 to 6, but like I said, I could see 3.
I don't see it either.
Maybe four, but 3 I could definitely see. I mean, he signed for 2 more years at $48 million. I don't know if I could see Kobe. You know, it's really dependent. If they got a great team and they didn't win it in that 2015-2016 season, where I think the Lakers would be able, you know, to bring in some great players such as Kevin Love, maybe even a LaMarcus Aldridge and Rondo. And then there's also Kevin Durant. He'll be a free agent in 2016-2017. And the way things are going with Kevin Durant over in OKC, I think he would be open and possibly becoming a Laker. So the Lakers, like I mentioned earlier, we just have those 3 guaranteed contracts, which is Steve Nash, Kobe Bryant, and then Robert Sacred. And then I know that Kendall Marshall, who was the new guard that the Lakers brought in the midseason, also has a non-guaranteed contract. And I believe it's only at $900,000, something like that. I would like to see Nick Young to come back. He has a player option. But then he can also become an unrestricted free agent. So I think it's $1.2 million. Is what he's asking for. The Lakers got to take into account what players they're going to bring back. I think Jody Meeks did a great job this season. Will they bring him back? Everybody is off of the books, and I think that was very, very clever, very smart of Mitch Kupchak, because some of the players are willing to take a cut in pay, such as Wagge, Nick Young, even Jordan Farmar. I mean, Jordan Farmar left money on the table. He was playing overseas. He left money on the table to come here to the Lakers. I think the Lakers, it would be only right if the Lakers brought him back. You know, they have to think about that. It's a lot of factors that the Lakers need to think about in bringing in the right coach, because we don't, I don't think Laker Nation is willing to wait 3 to 4 years before we win another championship, because I don't know if you guys remember hearing Jim Buss said that he would step down if the Lakers don't win another championship in 3 to 4 years. I don't want to wait that long. I think
I don't see that.
Well, the window of opportunity is closing because, you know, right now you figure that you can win with Kobe with some more, you know, pieces to the puzzle. But I think once Kobe leaves, then, yeah, that it starts that rebuilding process all over again where it's going to take, you know, 3 to 4 years to get back to, you know, the level that the Lakers want to be at. So,
right. Yeah,
that window of opportunity is only open maybe for another 2 years, and that's why, you know, it's important that they use that cap space to throw it at the right free agents that's out there.
And then also to the draft, I think, too, also, depending on what draft pick we're going to get also, it's another thing.
Because if we're sitting
at the ninth pick, I mean, I know Marcus Smart is out there and some other guys might be there, but, you know, we definitely, if we can hopefully get a higher pick to that, I mean, that would help too. Because, again, you know, if we're sitting at ninth, possibly potentially ninth, I mean, that's something we need to think about as well.
Well, yeah,
what at this point do you think, as far as the team is concerned, what position do you think needs the most upgrade?
I say point guard.
Yeah.
Because it's becoming a point guard game. You know, it's Lakers are used to having bigs. I think we need another big. That's important. I need, you know, Pau Gasol plays that position, but we do need somebody else. We do need another big person. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, Stephanie, I know you mentioned Rondo. And, I don't know. We might be able to maybe work a deal with Boston to get him out here. Because he's not that old. And, you know, especially depending on who we might draft. You know what I mean? I like Rondo. I think he could be.
I like Rondo too.
Well, with us, I wouldn't mind.
Is he still in Boston? He's still in Boston.
Yeah, he's still in Boston, as far as I know.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
I think he would leave. Yeah, I mean, I think we might be able to work some deals with getting him out here. And if we
would he coexist with Kobe Bryant? That's the thing.
You know what?
Think about those.
I believe he would.
Of course,
I think he would.
Of course, the Houston Rockets
are looking at him. Houston is looking at him. Houston's trying to bring Rondo over there to the Rockets for Dwight to deal with. But I think, DLW, to answer to your question, is I think most important is the Lakers need to look at getting a nice point guard, and that's why I mentioned Kyrie Irving. I really like him.
Can you guys hear me?
No.
Can we hear you now? Oh, okay. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. If we got Rondo with Carmelo Anthony, Kobe Bryant, and Paul Gasol, the NBA got problems. Because Rondo is a great point guard.
Yeah. He is. I think he would be great.
He would get Kobe open a lot. Now, the reason why I say Rondo over Kyrie Irving is because Kyrie is a great point guard, but he likes to shoot too much. And I'm not against that, but he has to on that team that he's on. Absolutely.
He has to do that.
And that's what he likes. He likes to score. But Rondo, on the other hand, is a great point guard who can score but likes to pass.
Yeah.
And I think that works better with Kobe, and I think it works better with Carmelo. And I think the question becomes, how will Carmelo and Kobe coexist?
I think
they would, because, again, I think it would take a lot of pressure off of Kobe to have to hit the big shot. But now what we would have is a scenario similar to that they have in Miami. Except Miami got the big three. We have the big four.
Right. I don't think that.
So who do you think the Lakers?
That's going to happen with the Lakers. I don't think they're going to get because I think Rondo is still in contract with the Celtics. I think we have to trade something to get him.
Yeah, we have to
get rid of Nick. Get rid of Nick.
Oh, Nick Young.
Yeah, we're trying to win.
Yeah, but I don't know
like
if
that.
Nick is worth that.
Because
Danny Ainge is the one who. You know, it says, I'm sure Danny Ainge will listen. Okay, so Danny Ainge, I can't stand him. I never could. So, yeah, he's going to be looking for somebody very valuable to trade for Rondo.
No,
and
listen.
So the Lakers will have to give
Rondo
that.
Rondo is not young. Rondo is, you know, he's
no,
been
he's
playing
not.
For a
he's
while.
No, he's not young. You're
he's,
right.
And he's been injured. They would take a Nick Young with a couple of second round draft choices, and it would be a smart move for them. He's young, they got a young team. Rondo would fit us perfectly.
That's why I said Kyrie. He's young, and Kyrie is you know, he got that
well,
determination,
yeah, but,
like Kobe Bryant. I like
I,
his.
But we're trying to win a championship
thinking.
Now. And
well,
I don't think Cleveland is going to get rid of Cole or get rid of him.
No, they're not.
And I don't think Kyrie Irving is going to leave Cleveland. I think Kyrie Irving is looking
to make
it. I think
he wants to.
No, they're going to open up the checkbook for Kyrie.
No,
Kyrie
nobody's going to be able to pay them more than they can.
Well, he's not going to win. He's not going to ever win a championship. But, you know, I know that Kyrie Irving, his mindset is very similar to Kobe Bryant. He's not going to want to just sit and collect money and don't win a championship.
No, but he's going to collect his money first, and then he'll get the – just like LeBron. LeBron
well,
collected
would,
his
he
money.
Would make, he could come to the Lakers, make money, and win a championship.
No, he can't get from the Lakers what he can get from them. That's how it works. You can't get more from the new team than you can from your old from the team.
Because I think they can offer him what $30 million more or something. Is that was that?
Yeah, it's an outstanding amount of money.
The thing about Kyrie staying in Cleveland, first of all, the owner has already lost LeBron. He's not going to allow that. We have enough cap space as well to keep Kyrie and bring another superstar in here. You know, the last couple of years they've done real good or decent in the draft and getting decent players in here, with the exception of the number one pick they got last year that rode the bench almost all of last year. Right.
You're talking about Bennett?
Right, Bennett. But
yeah,
they're going to build this team around Kyrie. They're not going to allow Kyrie to leave that early. I mean, that easily. So, you know, if Kyrie does want to leave, of course, he'll leave at the end of his contract. But I think they'll do everything in their power to bring in free agents and what have you in order to help him win.
Well, I know the Lakers have been throwing out, a lot of people have been throwing out Kevin Love's name. So Kevin Love would be a great fit on the Lakers. But they're speaking about if they gave up their pick, you know, their ninth pick or their draft pick for a Kevin Love. I don't know if the Lakers would do that. I don't think that would be smart. Do you guys think that would be smart to do if the Lakers were able to capture?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just saying. I know he's talking about when he is a free agent 15. He wants to come up. I don't really know at this point what I want. I mean, especially if it was a higher than ninth pick. I don't know if I'd want to trade for him, especially the fact he wants to. He's basically, from what I'm hearing, he's, you know, already basically wants to come to us.
So then they should just wait it out? They should just wait it out for him? Because, I mean, Rondo, everybody, I mean, we're talking about Rondo. Rondo is saying that, you know, everybody's saying that he's probably going to end up in Houston. But, you know, Houston, Boston, Danny Ainge is looking to get Harden, and I doubt if Houston is going to give up Harden for Rondo.
I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I mean, I don't know who the Lakers will give up. I mean, if they're asking for James Harden, who they going to ask for on the Lakers? Who would they be able to get, you know, to trade?
You know,
Rondo. I don't see anybody good on the Laker team because we don't have anybody. We only got three people on contract. So it's not like we have anybody anyway to get him. So that's not going to work. Rondo's not coming to the Lakers. But, like you said, Kyrie won't be either. He won't be available pretty much not right now. And I know that the Lakers, they do some twists and turns. They know how to negotiate. Mitch Kupchak is wonderful in negotiating and convincing people to come to the Lakers. So I don't put anything past the Lakers. I just hope that the Lakers do, with the time that they have now, we don't have to worry about the playoffs. Now that Mike D'Antoni is gone, I think the Lakers have a great opportunity in choosing a good coach, not rushed, because they were pretty much rushed last season, with two seasons ago with Mike Brown and then turning around and getting rid of him and then replacing him with another coach who couldn't do anything for the Lakers. So now they got a lot of time. They got a lot of time to think, sit back, interview, have a lot of input from, how they're going to build the players, what players they're going to bring back, what players they're trying to acquire. So I like where we're at right now. I like what the Lakers are doing. I mean, Jim Buss, we'll see what he will now bring. He's made some promises. We'll see what happens. Jeannie Buss has stepped up and said that she is pretty much the person who will be making the last decision. So I'm having a little more faith in the Lakers. They have taken in consideration Laker fans. They're not just looking like they're just pushing us to a side, because that's what I was thinking, that I would not be now going to any of the Laker games next season. I wouldn't be pretty much watching a lot of the Laker games, but I was like, how am I going to have a show called Everything Lakers and I'm not watching or going to the game? So I'm happy about what happened recently.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, I was just saying, I think that they also realize that the fans, again, when it's affecting the revenue of the team, I think now they realize that this is not like, like a team like Philadelphia or somewhere like that, and the team's losing, 3 or 4 years in a row, that fans are okay with that. It's the Lakers. So, again, the city of Los Angeles, and I'm sure that big organization, they don't want to see this, team go down and people are not coming to games and things like that. So I think they realize that you're going to have to put the players on the floor. And then also, too, I agree with, as far as a veteran coach, because I think that college coaches, a lot of time you bring them in and it usually doesn't pan out because, in the pros, what works in college is going to be, may not work in the pros. And I think we definitely need to get a proven coach. But again, with Golden State, I just thought about this. Now, what if they said, okay, fine, well, Mark Jackson, they bring him back, and they say, okay, they decide to keep him. And they say, okay, well, he's still on the contract. And they say, okay, well, fine, we'll let him go, but you got to give up something. I mean, that could be a possibility, too. So, but I definitely think that this team is, I like what we're doing. I like where we're going this year because of the fact that there's going to be a lot of free agents out there. We might be able to pick up maybe veterans minimum, guy like a Luol Deng. I'd like to see Luol Deng come to L.A., somebody
really?
Like that. I mean, I mean, we might be able to get him for the veterans, minimum or something, or because, he's a pretty good player, and with, that kind of team, putting him in the mix in there somewhere, I mean, I like, what he did in Chicago during his career, and,
who is he playing for now?
Can...
Didn't they trade him?
Well, he's currently here in
Cleveland.
He's in Cleveland. But I don't think Cleveland's going to sign him. Yeah. I don't think Cleveland's going to sign him. He's they got him in a trade for I think it was
Chicago.
Bynum. Yeah, for Bynum, the guy who was kind of blackballed out the league.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
isn't he playing for Miami?
Bynum, I thought, was in Indiana. I thought he was in Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana, But he's hurt.
He's hurt again. Right,
well, right now, okay, so I was reading that the top five players in every position, point guard, okay? So I'm going to start off with, let's see, this guy, I think he's on – All right, here we go. So we're going to start out with point guards. Mario Chalmers, he plays for Miami Heat. He's 27 years old. He's unrestricted. So he's a point guard. I mean, he would be something the Lakers could look at because, like I said, point guard, it would be the most important position that the Lakers probably need to fill. Darren Collison. Collison. He's 26. He has a player option. He plays currently for the Clippers. And so he's something that the Lakers might be interested in. He's a player who teases you with starting caliber play. He's never been a truly consistent starting, yet he finds a way to make you believe he deserves more than playing second fiddle. So we'll see if the Lakers will look into him. I've been hearing a lot about Isaiah Thomas. He's a point guard. He's 25. He's restricted. Isaiah Thomas may have come out of nowhere to most casual fans, but the point guard showed the beginnings of what is capable in 2012 with the Sacramento Kings. This is not Isaiah Thomas, the player who played for Detroit back in the day, son. It's not him. This is a different one. I've been hearing a lot. Trey, who listens to the Everything Lakers, he talks a lot about Isaiah. He feels that Isaiah would be a good fit for the Lakers. He's 5'9", 185 pounds. It's easy to make Nate Robinson comparisons, but there's really no other similarities. He's young. He's quick. He knows how to score in bunches. And while he's known at best for being a playmaker, he also can play defense. He has a long-range shooting shot, and his percentage didn't drop this year. So he's a restricted free agent, and the Kings would like to keep him, it's saying. But it all comes down to dollars. At the bottom line, it's dollars. All right, so the next one would be Kyle Lowry. I've been hearing his name a lot. He's 28. He's unrestricted, and he has a long-term future. Well, he plays for Toronto right now. And he said he loves the team. He loves being in Toronto. He really appreciated being there. And so we don't know what will happen with that. Hopefully they may just re-sign him if he's happy there. So we'll see. But his name has definitely came up a lot, Kyler. And then the number one pick for point guard would be Eric Bledsoe. He plays for the Phoenix Suns. He is good. I've seen him. He's restricted, however. And I understand that their general manager over at the Phoenix Suns is not interested at all in letting him go. But, again, bottom line is money. Money is always key. So that's the top five in a shooting guard. Now, in the point guard. In shooting guard, Avery Bradley. He's 23. He's restricted. He stepped up to the plate when Rondo was injured. So he's 23 years old. He's 6'2". He's 180 pounds. He played pretty much 49% of the Boston Celtics games this year. He averaged 22.4 points, and he's on a 52.9% long-range shooting. So he's number five as for shooting guard. We have Nick Young, who I would like to keep as a Laker. He has a player option. He's 28 years old. He wants to stay a Laker. He said he would even take a cut in pay. So I think that the Lakers should definitely look into getting him. He brings a lot of swag and attention to the Lakers. Not that the Lakers really need a lot of attention, but he keeps everyone excited about the Lakers. So I think Nick Young would be a great fit to stay on the Lakers. So we don't really have to worry about the shooting guard position. We got Kobe Bryant. We got Nick Young. Oh, I forgot you guys. So this show is only an hour and a half, so I wanted to do a short show. I'm kind of tired. Went to San Diego this weekend. J. King Club Nouveau performed in San Diego. They did a great show with the Commodores. Kind of a little tired. Just drove back, got back today. So I made this show an hour and a half. But I wanted to thank you, Larry, as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back for coming to Everything Lakers. Thank you, J. King, and also DLW. Appreciate always the support from my J. King Network family. And I'm going to go ahead and go out on the song. And you know what it's going to be. It's going to be like Prince, of course, right? You guys know I love Prince. So I'm going to go out on Prince. And everybody have a great work week. Make sure you tune in to the J. King Network, to the Kings in the morning, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern time. It's a great show, you guys. You listen to any other morning show, you would definitely like this one. They make you laugh. You learn a lot, and it's just all around a great show. So tune in tomorrow to the JK Network, and we'll see you guys here back next Sunday on Everything Lakers. Have a great work week. We're out. Good night.
Good night.